I saw the survey, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But then when I saw the last part of the survey, I thought, well, this is got me intrigued now. It's just too good to pass up. This is a survey of fake news. Did you hear this survey? It was done and published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. That sounds pretty official now, doesn't it?
Yep.
So it says here, people who are most confident about their ability to discern between fact and fiction are also the most likely to fall victim to misinformation.
Yeah,
you see that? Although Americans believe the confusion caused by false news is all pervasive, relatively few indicate having seen or shared it, something the researchers suggest shows that many may not only have a hard time identifying false news, but are not aware of their own deficiencies at doing so.
Hmm.
You know, it's always the other person that doesn't know or doesn't understand. Me, I'm okay. You don't know, but I do. Again, this is a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America.
And all too often, anything they disagree with comes under the heading fake news.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Just because it's somebody else's set of facts that you don't agree with, it's fake news.
Right. Apparently the survey was of, it says here, boy, this is pretty definitive, 8,285. Wasn't just 8,200, it was 8,285. Americans were asked to evaluate the accuracy of a series of Facebook headlines and then rate their own abilities to discerning false news content relative to others. Researchers looked at the data measuring respondents' online behavior. Those with inflated perceptions of their abilities more frequently visited websites linked to the spread of false or misleading news. The lead author, Ben Lyons, says, no matter what domain, people on average are overconfident. But over 70% of people displaying overconfidence is a huge number.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So, it's interesting. I mean, I give you that. What I really loved about this whole thing was the last part of the survey. When I got to this, this is what really intrigued me. By the way, it says here, it also suggests that those who are humble, people who tend to engage in self-monitoring, reflective behaviors, and put more thought into the sites that they visit and content that they share, are likely to be less susceptible to misinformation. So the confidence you have, the bravado you have, makes you more susceptible to the false information, but you are more humble and more thoughtful that you're okay.
Yeah.
And these are people looking for affirmation rather than information.
Oh, nice distinction there.
Yes.
Very nice. So, they broke it down into gender. Want to guess which gender is more overconfident, more bravado, and more susceptible to the misinformation than the other gender? That's why I love it. Male responders displayed more overconfidence. Consistence, they say, in finding the overconfidence that men are more confident than women, so which is not surprising, they say, and more now vulnerable to more of the false news suggestions than women are. They say that while overconfidence may be universal in many ways,
it is.
They say that every country that we looked at, we see this level of overconfidence, not just based on cultural differences. It's the way it is.
Yeah.
That the male gender seems to be the gender that is going to display that more. So,
not surprising.
No, not surprising. Affirming.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely
yeah. Yes.
But we already knew. We didn't have to do a study on that. That is not fake news. And if you are shaking your head, well, I guess it can't blanket it because it's not every. We know that. It's not every. We don't want to ever say that every single, but the high percentage. Yeah, more often than not, it's going to be the male gender.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, that's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right, so.
Well, anyway. Yeah. Everybody just has to, again, just be careful. Don't take a headline, what you see on Facebook, and just think that that's written law, all right? Everybody, you have to see the source. And if it is, like Dave said, if maybe it's a place that, maybe it's a website you tend to agree with more often than not, but maybe go somewhere else and just make sure and see if that's true. You might agree with the opinion, guess, I suppose, but doesn't necessarily mean it's fact. So just remember that.
Well, often we have encouraged, you know, seek out multiple sources.
Yeah.
Especially the same story, because you know, and we've had fun with this before.
No, nope, they don't want to hear the other side.
Well, you know, we have the same story, yeah. And yet two different takes, well, or how different the headline of the same story can be.
Well, right, you've done that with the with what, the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, and just yes. and news. You're not in the opinion pages. You're just how two different reporters are covering the story.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And sometimes there can be a little bit of difference there.
And mm-hmm. That's why we encourage. So just beware. Just
and by the way, it doesn't mean there's anything nefarious too.
No, just not at
that,
all.
That's the other thing that I don't like. It's like some people think that, right. Oh, well, then this journalist must have an agenda. Well, no, maybe that was their take on this, what they're seeing. That's why you read another one. Maybe there was something left out. I don't know. But just read both.
Mm-hmm.
Because both political reporters, I remember, I don't remember exactly the story, Charlie, but both are really good political reporters for both the news and the Free Press. They just picked out different things and about the same story, and that's good. That's okay. That's all right. That's nothing wrong with that.
No, especially mm-hmm. if you're seeking out the different stories and, you know,
right,
not just the one that agrees with your opinion.
Just yep. look for more information.
Yes,
not selective information necessarily.
Right.
And there's our lesson for you this morning.